This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's one of the best stories in baseball. James McCann, the All-Star, 3 home runs in his last 7 games. He's on an absolute tear, and the White Sox catcher joins us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Hey, James, thanks for the time.
Absolutely. How are y'all doing?
We're outstanding, James. It's good to have you on board. And while we were waiting for you a few minutes back, we were just chopping it up on the great state of Arkansas, which I have a history in it. We got a guy listening. He's on his pontoon boat fishing for catfish on Lake Norfolk right now, listening on his radio.com app. Everybody loving the success story of the Arkansas Razorback. Do you spend a lot of time there in the off? You live there in the off season still, is that correct?
I used to live there. So 2017 off season, my wife and I, right before we had our twin boys, moved to the Nashville area. I've lived there since I was in Arkansas from the time I went to school there when I was 18 until 2017.
A bass fisherman not by trade, but is that your favorite thing to do?
I prefer to deer and duck hunt.
Okay, you got to shoot something.
Yeah, Arkansas is the duck hunting capital of the world, so I really got into that while I was there.
How's your shot?
It's not too bad.
Yeah, do you take any of your teammates with you?
You know, I haven't actually gone since I had our boys back in 2017, but I did go with my teammates prior to that.
You ever consider just picking up a ball and trying to knock out an animal with a baseball? I mean, the way you gun down runners, which we're not used to seeing on the South Side, it's a privilege to see a catcher actually throw out base runners. Would that work?
You know, I actually haven't thought about that until you just said something like that.
It could work, though.
It could, but you know what? That's the time of year where I'm letting my arm rest, so it's really not in shape for that at that time.
That's smart. We're talking to White Sox All-Star James McCann. Is it weird to have that superlative attached to your name?
You know, I don't want to say it's weird, but it's definitely pretty neat. It's not something that, it's not even really a dream, to be honest with you. You don't dream that one day someone's going to call you an All-Star. It's just kind of one of those things that you constantly strive for, and now that it's happened. It's pretty neat.
To what do you attribute the radical turnaround in your production?
You know, honestly, it was just figuring out who I was as a player. You know, I was blessed to come up with some really good hitters, guys like Miguel Cabrera, JD Martinez, Victor Martinez. But it was honestly a curse in the same sense that I saw all the things they were doing and I was trying to do the same thing as them. And in reality, that's not James McCann. James McCann has to be who James McCann is, and he can't be anybody else.
Wow, the triple third person. That was impressive, James.
It just kind of flowed. I didn't really mean to say it like that.
That was very impressive. Did you have help coming to that realization that you needed to be your own player, or did someone point it out to you?
You know, it was mostly myself. You know, I had a down year last year in 2018. That was no secret. And it wasn't back to the drawing boards, but it was back to, all right, you know, who am I as a hitter? Who do I want to be as a hitter? And it was honestly trying to get back to closer to who I was when I first broke into the league in 2014 and who I was in the minor leagues that got me to the big leagues. The guy that I work out with in the offseason, Logan Forsyth, he actually played at the University of Arkansas as well. He and I hit all off season together and we talked, and he's got almost 8 years in the big league. So he's been there, done that. And he was kind of a sounding board for me to kind of voice my opinion. And he, you know, just kind of approved it and said, you're exactly right. You need to be the best you possible, not be anybody else.
So as you have arrived, how have you balanced your own stardom? You're an All-Star. You were in Cleveland. You're an All-Star. With young pitchers, Lucas Giolito accepted, who are struggling, how to come across as instructive but not arrogant for a guy whose success is 4 months of a baseball season for the most part.
Well, you know, I've been on the struggling side of things in my career. You know, I've had I've had good years. I've had down years. I know what it's like to go through an extended period of struggling. So it's one of those things where I know how a guy feels when things aren't going their way. I know what it's like to grind and grind and grind and show up every day to work, and you know, it never seems like the results go in your favor. So it's really not that hard for me to be able to relate to someone who, you know, maybe isn't going, you know, things aren't going as well as they'd like.
So which is tougher to deal with, the physical side of a very tough sport or the mental side?
The mental side, 100%. You know, the physical side, you train your body to deal with. You're going to go through the aches and pains of a long season. It's the mental side. The mental side is what keeps you up at night. The mental side is what, you know, holds a lot of players back. And as soon as you can get over the mental side, it's, you know, it definitely is going to help your game. But I don't think you're ever truly immune from feeling the effects of, man, I'm 0 for my last, you know, 12. I got to figure out how to get a hit tonight. Or, you know, as a pitcher, I haven't thrown well in two outings. I need to figure out how to get a guy out today. You know, that's always going to be that constant battle of the mental side of the game that a lot of people don't understand that comes with the game of baseball.
Most catchers are weight room guys. Do you, at some point late in the season, taper a little bit, or do you continue to hit the gym with a regular regimen?
You know, I continue to hit the gym with a regular regimen, but it does taper off a little bit. Beginning of season, spring training, I hit it pretty hard. And, you know, I tell people I don't want to peak in April. I want to be able to peak in the middle of the summer and into the end of the season. I want to be just as strong come September, October as I was in April. So there comes a point in time right around this time of the season where you're not necessarily trying to gain strength as much as you're just trying to maintain what you've already gained.
White Sox catcher James McCann with us for another couple of minutes. McNeil and Parkins on the score. So much of the talk that we hear from callers, texters, people on the internet is about the future of the White Sox. You now might be a big part of the future. How bright would you say to White Sox fans listening right now that it's going to be?
It's going to be special. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I knew it watching from as an outsider playing against these guys, watching you know, the Mancadas and the Tim Andersons, and you know, knowing what they had in their system, and watching, you know, now Giolito progress, seeing Cease come up. There's just a lot of good things coming here on the South Side, and you know, I hope to be a part of it for several years to come.
Do you worry, given that you are older than some of those other names that you just mentioned, and your name does get linked in some trade discussion, about whether you will be a part of the future here?
You know, I don't worry about that at all. I've played enough to know that I can't control the business side of things, and there's always going to be that side that is always out there. That's for someone else in a different area of the game to worry about. For me, I worry about showing up every day, doing everything I can to help the team win, and being the best possible teammate that I can be.
As we as media guys and fans kick around who's going to be around for the long haul, Jose Abreu's name comes up regularly, and all of the guys, it seems like, who are in that clubhouse with you, James, are fans of Jose's. What specifically does his leadership mean in your room?
Well, you know, one of the things that really sticks out to me is he's a superstar, but he doesn't act like one. The numbers that he's put up since he's been in the big leagues, they're superstar numbers, and you would never know that he was a superstar based on the way he acts. He's one of the first guys here every day. He's one of the last guys to leave. He's in the weight room every day. He's in the cage every day. He works, and he sets an example, you know, via action that not a lot of superstars do. You know, there's a lot of superstars that go about their business a little bit differently, and he's a quiet worker, and he leads by example for sure.
Who do you think the next White Sox superstar is?
Oh, man, you know, you can take your choice, but I think a guy like Mancada is a safe bet. You see what he's doing. You know, I just think he's a special, special talent, and you know, how young he is, I think he's only going to continue to get better.
Texter just asked for amplification on Abreu. Can you ask James what he said to Abreu that made him laugh after the home run?
Was that last night?
I believe that's what he's referencing, yeah.
Okay. So Coming off the All-Star break, I haven't been swinging the hottest bat, and he's been constantly telling me to just relax, don't worry about it. You know, you're going to go through stretches like this, and he said, "Now that's a good swing." That's after I hit my home run. He said, "That's a good swing. That's what I've been talking to you about." And I said, "Yeah, it's only taken 2 weeks." And he thought it was pretty funny.
Little self-deprecation. We're talking to James McCann for another couple of minutes here. McNeil and Parkins on the Score. Back to the mental side of the game for a second. When I hear Giolito and Cease talk about how they approach it, it seems like they're on a different wavelength than a lot of young pitchers in terms of dealing with that side of the game. How do you get on the same page with those guys who approach it on such a cerebral level?
Well, the big thing for me is it makes it easy. It makes it easy in the sense that they're trying to limit the amount of things going through their head. They want to have a few keys and that be it. But the hardest thing for a young pitcher to have at the big league level is composure. The game speeds up on young guys. There's a lot of different things going on that young guys can't always control. And they've both done a pretty darn good job this year of being, keeping that poise and remaining calm, even in big situations. And that's the biggest thing for me is when I see, the game start to speed up a little bit or the effort level try and rise because they feel like they need to do more. And then it's my job to go out there and say, hey, let's get back to who we are. Let's relax a little bit and allow everything that you have going on good to come out. And because that's ultimately what happens when the effort level rises and you lose that, you're not allowing your body to perform the way that you've trained it to.
You an AC/DC fan, or is that just a cool walk-up riff for you?
I'm an old school guy. I do like AC/DC. I don't listen to the new rap, hip hop, whatever you want to call it. I'm more of a country rock, kind of guy.
Okay, Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Allman Brothers, that sort of thing.
That's all my dad ever listened to growing up. So I
wow, you're an old soul at 29. I like it. So
I've heard all the music. Now I will say I can't remember lyrics to save my life. It doesn't matter what song it is. I could hear it 1,000 times, and I probably won't be able to repeat the chorus to you. But I could tell you how we pitched a guy 2 weeks ago.
Well, and James, and I will tell you that you can call it rap or hip-hop.
Okay.
Whichever you want to call it, either one is fine.
Pleasure visiting with you, James. Thanks for the time this afternoon. Keep tearing it up, man.
All right, thank you. Y'all take care.
Thank you very much. That is White Sox All-Star catcher James McCann.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.